Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back with another episode of Money Honeys where we, Freddie,
Chantel,
and Devin
talk about the monies.
Ooh, today we are in part two of our lovely series called How the Fuck Do I Start a Business?
How the fuck do we do that?
How do we do it?
I'm still stressed and confused, but I think today we'll round it all out.
Thankfully, we have our first returning guest, George Azar, who is a CPA at Holistic Budget, and he is here to help us unpack this meaty topic of starting a business, knowing which entity to file, mm-hmm. and what that means in the eyes of the IRS.
Because there's a lot of it.
There is a lot of it. But first, y'all, let's play a quick little game.
Okay, so I have a new little segment that I want to play with you all, and it is called Coupon Cuties.
Ooh! We love it. Mm-hmm. I love this little title.
Get out of here.
All right, cuties. So essentially, I want us to share some money hacks that we do to save our pretty little pennies. Okay? I can start.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Every time you do that, I die.
I know you do.
Okay.
So here's what I want to talk about. Okay. Something that I've done. And I'm like, this is the like Mexican mother in me coming out.
I love her.
Where it's like, don't pay full price if you don't have to.
Why would you?
You worked hard for that money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would you give it away? Even though it's for a service that you need.
Yeah.
So something I do. So we're all creatives. I have the Adobe Creative Suite. And so how they have that now is that you pay on a monthly like subscription. You can't just like outright buy Premiere or buy Photoshop or whatever.
You can't get the CD-ROM and install it. That's not how it works anymore.
I wish. You can if you want Photoshop like 2.
Oh my gosh, so crusty.
So crusty. But every now and then, there will be a time where I'm like, okay, I'm actually like not working on a project where I'm the one like doing the editing or Photoshopping or stuff like that. I'm going to save a little money on this like $40 a month or $50 a month, whatever it is. And so then I like literally go on the site as if I'm like canceling it. And you just like, they'll be like, do you really want to cancel? I'm like, yes, I really want to cancel. Okay. Are you sure you still want to cancel? I'm like, yes, I still want to cancel. And then by the end of it, they literally give you a deal.
Oh my God. So you're a little bit toxic with them. You're like trying to break up with them.
Yes.
Not really.
Yes.
But oh my God, I love it.
Yes. And they're like, well, would you stay if we made it like $19.99 a month?
Yes, ma'am.
And gave you like a month free. And I'm like, yes, I will stay. Thank you. But like shit like that can save like $100 a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that hack.
Yeah,
I
love
that. Or you can always pause it. You can be like, they'll be like, okay, we understand that you're not using it right now. Would you like to pause for like a month or 2 months or whatever and then pick back up?
I'm literally going to do that right now.
Yeah, I'll be like, yes, I would. Thank you so much.
Wow.
that's my little coupon cutie moment.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. But use wisely. We can't all be doing it at the same time because some corporations are going to get it, and they're going to get wise to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fred?
Yeah, I think mine that I wanted to share is price matching at Target.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, so if you, everything in the store just happens to always be more expensive than online. So you can, like, have a whole cart of stuff at Target and then ask the cashier to price match each thing. And you can save a lot of money.
Like on Target.com, it's cheaper than?
Yes. Yes. So you can save, like, I know people who save 30, 40, 50 bucks. I mean, it's tedious. Like, no one, people behind you are going to be annoyed.
So pissed, yeah. But who cares?
But it's your money.
It's your money, and it really does. Like, it really adds up. It's a really good hack.
Yeah. I've done that at Petco. Haven't done it at Target. I'll be like, this kitty litter is listed for $11 online, and you're trying to charge me $14.
Yeah.
Give me my $3.
Yeah. I would request my $3 back, please.
And then the high kid at Petco was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. Does not care.
Yeah.
Not at all. My chair fell again.
Oh, no.
I was raising it. Why? What am I doing?
It's always you. It's
why
never,
is it always me? What's going understand. On down here
I don't
that
know.
Is lowering?
That ass is just that juicy.
Yeah. That ass is assin'.
That ass be assin'.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something that is definitely not a hack, but a very famous person swears by it for some reason, and I tried it out, okay? So in my household, we watch a lot of NBA, God bless, come from about big basketball family, and if you watch NBA basketball games, on TNT, Shaq does a halftime show. We love Shaq, right?
Yeah. We do love Shaq. He's chaos.
He's chaotic, but yeah. He's prime television.
Yeah.
He swears by the $20 rule for gas. He's like, well, if gas is too expensive, all you do is wait till your tank gets about empty, and then you just put $20 in. And then you keep driving, and then the next time you need to get gas, you just put $20 in. It's the $20 rule.
That doesn't save money, though. You're spending the same amount just in different increments.
I know. But I was, you know, this has been so hilarious for Patrick and I for so long, right? We think this is, and he brings it up all the time. Mm-hmm. And all of us co-hosts are like, this doesn't save money. And he's like, no, man, this definitely works. And you're like, Shaq, what? So as a yoke, as for the kicks, I was driving from LA to Shasta by myself a couple weekends ago. That's like a 9-hour drive, right?
Oh,
already.
My God.
I don't mind. I love podcasts. It was fine. Mm-hmm. But I got down to like almost empty on the gas tank. And I was like, I'm just going to see what this is like. I'm going to put in $20. Like maybe 45 minutes go by and I have to go get gas again.
Yeah.
And I calculate it in my head. And if I had followed Shaq's gas rule, it would have ended up adding like 3 hours.
I am.
Where did he come up with this?
I don't know. But here's the thing. This is what you've got to realize. It's either money or time. What
right.
Do you want?
Yeah.
Do you want to spend the money? Do you want to save your time?
That's right. True. That's
Target checkout.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Takes little a little more longer. Time.
But you're saving some coins.
A little bit longer. People hate you. You'll go home alone with no friends, but you will save $30.
Yes, and you'll be happy for it.
You'll mm-hmm. be happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's at Target, it adds up
it
quick.
It adds up.
You have 3 items. You're already at $60.
You sure are.
Oh, I have another one really fast.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add in.
Yeah.
If you're at Target or at a grocery store and they're like, would you like to donate $1 for the Red Nose Children Fund? Mm-hmm. Never fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Because all it is it. Those corporations claim your money as a charitable donation in their name. So then they get tax deductions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. They're just guilt tripping you because you're like, ooh, I'm so excited to go home with my full cart of groceries.
Yeah.
And then you see the bill and you're like, oh my God, it's $200. That's a lot. I'm so grateful I have the money to pay for these groceries. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like, well, you have the money, but some people don't. And you're like, yeah, I can sacrifice a dollar. Don't fall for that.
Yeah.
Save your monies.
Yeah.
Give a dollar on your own.
On your own.
Exactly.
And yes. Then it'll be a dollar write-off on your taxes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And not getting, like, changed and filtered through, you know,
dirty
a
hands.
Corporation. Yes. Don't be part of the scam.
The scam machine.
All right, y'all. We have so much to go over about business making and making businesses.
business making, baby making, business style.
We are in the making. Science of
when two businesses really love each other. Or when they're just looking for a good time. And that's okay too.
Thankfully, we're going to be making businesses with George Azar. George, I'm so sorry for this segue, but we'll be doing that
after the break.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Yo, what's going on? Hope all is well. I'm Duke.
I'm Omar.
I'm Jalan, and this is Nice and Neat, the podcast.
We're three quintessential friends dedicated to the 360-degree development of men.
Our goal is to not only share our experiences, but offer as much value as we possibly can through the lessons we've learned along the way.
When I say we talk about everything, we talk about everything. Character, discipline, career development. Oh, and let me not forget, we get real personal.
Now make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of our episodes. Write a review, let us know what you think. Enjoy.
Welcome back, y'all. We are chatting with George Azar about how the bleep to start a bleeping business.
Bleep.
And we were just about learning of how to create and actually start a business. So, lovely George, please tell us, how do we do it?
First and foremost, I always preface it with talk to your attorney or a business attorney, as well as a CPA, because there are, again, the legal side and then also the tax ramifications for choosing that entity and then setting it up. Mm-hmm. Now, if you wanted to do it on your own, which I don't recommend, but this is the process. At the local level, you need to get a business tax license.
Oops. I haven't done that yet.
And whether you're listening, across the nation, you know, check with your local jurisdictions. But in the county of Los Angeles, you are required to have a business tax license. It's free to apply. There are certain exemptions that you get. It's $100,000 of gross receipts if you file it on time. If you're in the entertainment industry, it's $300,000. So it's super easy to do it. You just go online, look at business tax license, apply for that. And then on the state level, as mentioned earlier, entities are governed on a state basis. So if you're setting up an entity rather than a sole proprietorship, you would register with the Secretary of State. So you just go to the Secretary of State's website, you type in, form an entity, it'll show you where that application is, you fill out the application, you pay the fee, wait about a week or two, and then they'll send you an email whether they've accepted it or rejected it. Now you have an entity, it's that easy. Then you have to get an EIN. So it's applying for an EIN with the IRS. You need that EIN for tax purposes as well as for banking purposes.
What is an EIN?
It's an employer identification number. So just as we have social security numbers, a business has a specific number that identifies that business it's associated with that business.
It's what makes you feel different.
Exactly.
No, wait, I'm not kidding, because it'll be like, fill out your social security number or your EIN.
Yes.
And you're like, I'm going to do that because I'm a business now, bitch.
Exactly. You know? EIN
yes.
me.
EIN.
Exactly. You get your EIN. That allow you to open up a bank account with your articles of organization or corporation. And then you have, for the state of California, again, there's something called the Statement of Information, and you don't want to miss this one. This is an informational form. It's like 20 or 25 bucks, depending on what type of entity you have. If you're a corporation, it's due every year. If you're an LLC, it's due biannually, so every 2 years. Unless there's a change to the corporation, like an address or the members or anything like that, you have to make sure that you fill that out, because that's another one.
Oops.
Another oops.
Oopsie.
Wait, my tax guy might have done that?
Possibly. You can look it up, actually. The state of California has a business entity search on the Secretary of State's website. And so you can look up your entity by either the entity ID or the name of the business. You could actually find everybody's stuff on there. So know that when you do file your articles of organization, your statement of information, they are public domain. So if you want to not have your home address open to the public, you either look for an agent of service, which is which a lot of celebrities do, like their office managers end up, you know, becoming the agent of service, and it hides their names and all that. Or you get one of those like UPS boxes and register your business there.
Okay, Devin just typed something into her laptop. What the hell does it say?
Okay, so wait, statement of info due date. Is that what?
Yes. Is it red?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Oh, no.
So what does that mean?
So it's a $250 penalty for filing it late. So you want to make sure that you always get that in. Now, there are exemptions. You can apply for an exemption. The Secretary of State has, in my experience, has been very lenient lately, especially with COVID, and they understand that people
low income. My God.
There's a lot to keep up with that.
There's
with
so many numbers and so many forms.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. So what?
So that's a legal thing. So that is the Secretary of State. That's not the Franchise Tax Board. But the Franchise Tax Board could suspend your entity if it is delinquent long enough. Suspension is fine as long as you keep it up to date. It's when they actually like terminate it is when you're in real trouble. So statement of information is huge.
No, this is good. We're all the theme of today's episodes are learn from me. And my mistakes. Well, sidebar. How I can fix it.
Yeah, it's super easy to fill out online. It's 20 to 25 bucks. But yeah, just make sure that you get that, you know, check those due dates, make sure that you put a reminder, have that done every single either year or every other year if you're an LLC.
You can mark it so that they'll send you an email when it's time to do it. So that's what I did for my S Corp.
Yes.
And that's what I did, because like even Money Honeys, I like set up our like S Corp for the three of us. And so, like, that's what I did for that one, too. So that way, because it's, like, they're off each other. So it's, like, basically every single year I should be filling out one of them.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that.
Yes. And then I, like, went to go. And that's why I was Venmo. I was like, guys, send me, like, $4. Because it was, like, 20 bucks or 25 bucks or something like that.
Yeah, okay. It's very important. And I would go an extra step and put a reminder either every year or every other year to do it, because a lot of my stuff either goes to spam, those types of things go to spam, or they go to my promo Google you know, folder or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, really? I missed this? Like,
yes.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm a CPA. I've been doing this for years. I missed mine for my other S Corp too. So don't worry. I literally, so it's
so
common.
I'm 7 months late.
Yeah. It's common. It's one of the first things I check for my new clients to like to see if like, you know, I check the local business license, make sure they have that. And then I also check their statement of
information. I didn't have that. I didn't have either.
Yeah. No, it's totally.
How did you set yours up? Was it like your accountant set it up for you?
This is what we're learning. Okay, y'all. I basically paid my accountant to set it all up for me. Mm-hmm. It was very cute. Pretty expensive, but very cute. I didn't have to lift a damn finger. But then this person did not circle back with me. It was a very hands-off approach. So when I learned that S-Corp should be paying taxes quarterly, when I learned that when you do pay taxes, when you're a business, it's like a month early, the due date, didn't know that. Learning about all these things now. So
I think, although it's probably riskier to do it yourself, DIY file yourself, at least you know the process and the steps. Because when I did it, I paid someone to do it, and then I thought I was done. I thought it was like,
totally. Yeah, because it's like, I'm paying for everything to, you know, I'm assuming everything's going to be handled or taken care of.
Or you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what it gets back to, you know, my examples with like SMLLCs and S-Corps, where people just get like, unfortunately, the practice is formed off of this idea that, you know, the clients need us and all of that, and and you get people who, it's not that they're not competent, it's just that they're not thinking about these things.
I will tell you, I was not thinking. I'm not thinking.
Or, but even the practitioners themselves, like that's, you know, so that's you know, when it comes to, like, personally, I stopped setting up entities because the legal reasons. Like, I used to do it, and I'm just like, no, this is just too much. I'd rather have an attorney look at it. I will help with the tax stuff and remind my clients about statements of information, all that stuff. I will not, like, form entities because it is a very niche-specific industry and so and subject, and I'm not specialized in that, and so it's acknowledging that you need help and seeking out professionals, but it's also finding the exactly having this information now gives you a better framework of what a competent practitioner should look like.
I think as a business owner, I assumed that, you know, you would basically see your tax guy the same time every year, just like you would as an individual. But it's not that way. If you have a tax person in your business, you should be checking in with them more
regularly
than once a year.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the distinguishment between a tax preparer and a business manager. A business manager is the one who handles all of that. You know, tax practitioners may do these one-off things for you, like setting up entities and all of that stuff. But they're not on the hands-on like a business manager who actually manages, you know, your does your bookkeeping, does your payroll, make sure that you're in compliance with all these types of entities and regulations. Like I have monthly clients that I go in there and I renew their LA County stuff, and I renew their statements of information as a professional courtesy. I also then let my other clients know, and I have reminders to, you know, go in there and make sure to remind them to do their own statements of information.
But for you, it's the ethical side of it, where you're like, I can't just have these people falling into these $250 traps when they don't know what they don't know.
Exactly. That's exactly it. So it's having the, and then that makes you a better practitioner to trust the practitioner. So just because someone has a CPA or a JD or whatever, you know, credential doesn't make them competent. It really is. So you having this information will help you make a better, an informed decision on the competency of those professionals.
Yeah, and then I set up mine on LegalZoom.
Oh, and that's, I love LegalZoom. I think they're great. Yeah.
And that's like, and then there's a service that you can pay for, which is too much. The cost of it is too much. But I will say the amount of fees that I've avoided because of missing deadlines was worth it.
Exactly.
Where it's like, basically, I paid for it just for like 1 year, where they like tell you, hey, this is coming up, this is due. Hey, this is coming up, this is due.
So then when you got those messages in the mail, because when you start a business, another thing, y'all, you get letters in the mail being like, this so-and-so Bureau of California that you have never heard of before is requesting $25 for a piece of paper. And so then I ignore it because I'm like, this is a scam, which it is.
A lot of times it is.
A lot of them are scams.
A lot of times.
And so then I just never paid any of them, and now I'm in this position where there are two forms I didn't fill out. Now I owe like probably around $450.
Yeah, and that's actually a good point, because I have clients, like whenever you set up an entity, it automatically goes into the national database. There's these predatory companies that end up pulling that data and will automatically send you. They say, we are from the Office of Employment Services or something like that. They'll like, and there is a law against that, but they skirt the law and try to find ways around it. So I'll have my clients like take pictures. I say, any notice you get, send it to me. I will verify whether it, because I personally went through that same process years ago. But one of the things, if you ever get, and this is a funny thing that I learned from one of my clients, if you ever get one of those envelopes and it has no postage necessary if mailed in the U.S. and it's a scammer, fill it up with a bunch of pennies or quarters, because when it gets to their place, the USPS actually weighs it, and that's how they charge them for the postage. So if you make it super heavy, so that's how you scam the scammer. Like, isn't that brilliant?
Put payroll trash and shit in there.
Like heavy shit. Like put pennies in there. Like a dollar worth of pennies. Because when it goes there, they'll weigh it, and that's how they charge them the.
So good. That's how you scam the scammer. $250 in pennies.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the government's gonna be like, well, god damn it.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. But yeah, if it's a scammer, then yes. If it's the government, respond. Like, that's the. If it actually is the government, respond.
Yes. Yeah. There's so many government. What are they called? Fakes.
Yeah.
Out there. Like, you'll just get an letter.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. Oh, I've got, like, Montebello. Like, you know, I'll look up the address, all that. Like, that's actually a good thing, is, like, look up the name. Look up that. Like, look at the bottom where it has their website. If it doesn't say .gov, it's most likely a scam. Mm-hmm. If it's .org, it's .com, .net, that's most likely a scam.
.govna?
Yes. Right. With an apostrophe A.
.govna.vecna.
.dickpatrick. Scam.
Dot Vecna.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I had like a really good experience with LegalZoom.
I love them. I refer a lot of my clients to them too. Yeah. For the heavy lifting, you know, it is expensive, but you're absolutely right. Like what you would have paid in penalties,
right?
It definitely outweighs the cost of.
Yeah, know. Yeah. Because it taught me like what the business needs, basically, like from here on out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool. Now I understand. If I get something that says like file your SOI, like statement of information, I'm like, okay, I know that's legit. Or if it's like pay this to like the federal. Mm-hmm. What is it? The like franchise
tax board.
To the FTB. And I'm like, I'm gonna send in my little $800.
Yep. What is that now?
That's that.
That's the annual fee, the $800 annual fee. Franchise tax.
You pay that every year for a business. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna sidebar with.
So I learned. I feel a bajillion times more informed than I have ever been. I had a business and I wasn't taking care of it. It was like a house plant that was dying in my house.
Yeah.
And now I'm realizing I haven't been watering it.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a great analogy. I like that.
Now I need to go water this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Damn it, with my dollars.
And that's the thing. If you are caught in that, because that's true, the annual fee, that's another one where penalties and interest are incurred. There is something called first-time abatement. And so, you know, talk to your tax practitioner or talk to the FTB about this. But they under certain circumstances they will forgive the for first time
for dumb bitchery
yes
for first time, so then they'll take off like the penalty, so it'll be
the
like
penalties
okay
interest,
penalties
yeah
are gone, you still pay $800.
Yeah, you still pay the interest and the $800. But yeah
I'm booking an appointment with you right now. This is the last time that this is how we ended our last episode with you, George. I tried to book an appointment and then I forgot. So doing it now.
It's all good. There was something else I wanted to say. Oh, DBAs.
Yes.
So a DBA is not a business. I wanted to make that as a side note. Doing business as is required if you are a sole practitioner or some where you're not under your surname, specifically here in Los Angeles County. So a DBA is required if you are doing nails polish or something like that, and it doesn't have your name in it, then you need a DBA. LegalZoom does the. I tried doing it myself, and like the count, I was just so frustrated with the county, so I just went to LegalZoom, paid my $100, and it was like super easy.
It's done.
Yeah,
they file everything. They like file. You get your EIN really quickly. Mm-hmm. Like they also, you don't really have to, my experience is that you don't really have to pay for the like expedited stuff on LegalZoom. They do it like right away, anyways.
Right. Exactly.
I was like, I'm gonna pay for the normal one, and I got it like 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't need those things expedited. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. George.
George, I'm
a prince.
I'm going to see you on Monday,
prince.
George.
George.
A fucking prince.
Literally.
Yeah.
These Thank are my you. Fun. I love talking about these things because it is. It's unfortunately not taught in the classroom.
Right.
And so we're just left to like, and it's intentionally meant to be complicated.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
It's, yeah. you know, that's why I have a job. That's why, you yeah. know, it's intentional. And you know, I'm more of like the forward thinking person in that regard where I'm like, if I can work myself out of a job, I'd be fine. You know, like yeah. if we can make things more simple, mm-hmm. Like the UK or Canada and mm-hmm. how they do their taxes and stuff, I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
<You know?
laughs>
mm-hmm. In the meantime, we need to talk about it.
Yeah. Right. In the meantime, we need to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Thank you so much,
Thank
George.
You, George.
Of thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Tell the people, yeah, tell the people where to find you.
Yeah, so I am the CEO of an S-Corp called... I know, right? Look at how I just dropped that. It. Like, you know. Holistic Budget, APC. It's actually a professional corporation. We didn't talk about those, but...
Mm. Being, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So much. So
part
much.
Part two.
Right, yeah. right. That's for the professional practice. If you're a lawyer, you're a dentist, or you know anything sure. like that, you have to. You can't be a corporation, so that's how you get. Anyway, holisticbudget.com. I'm not as much on social with Holistic Budget. You can DM me. I have it's at My Gay Church Days. That's my side practice or my hobby. There we go. That was like, what's the word I'm looking for? My hobby. If you want to reach me on social, you could just DM me through that.
What's it called again?
My Gay Church Days.
Ooh, yes. I love you.
Yeah, I'll tell you. That'll be another story. That'll be office hours. yeah, I've been doing workshops and just kind of, you know, having fun with doing it.
Yeah. Any upcoming workshop that you want to tell everyone?
Not yet. I was going to do one in July, and then I realized I'd been out of the game so long because of COVID, and so I need to... kind of strategize how I'm going to do that. I've been doing like I do the workshops for free for nonprofits. Mm-hmm. Just my budgeting 101 course. It's also digital online. I need to update it, but it's available on my website as well if you want to do it digitally. I don't like digital format. Just I'm an in person type person. Mm-hmm. The Zoom stuff was
yes,
killing
me. Yes, you are. You really are.
I literally haven't gone to therapy in like years because I like I mean I You're talk like, to her on the phone every now
right,
and then,
yeah.
but I like I have to be in person. I am not like I can't
you
do the Zoom.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about the energy.
Yeah.
So.
Look at me pulling out my credit card to book this appointment. I'm not even kidding with you. This is happening right now because I'm behind.
All right, George, thank you so much.
Thank you, George.
We'll see you very soon, I'm sure.
Always a pleasure.
Always. Yeah. I love it. Yes. I love you, girl. Yes. So much.
Until next week. Bye.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.